With KAZU News, I'm Dylan Music. Researchers have found unusually high concentrations of toxic heavy metals in surface soils at Elkhorn Slough and Moss Landing. KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs reports on the findings.
Nearly 2 weeks after a lithium-ion battery fire broke out just a few miles from Elkhorn Slough, researchers at San Jose State University's Moss Landing Marine Laboratories found levels of nickel, manganese, and cobalt that were hundreds to a thousand times higher than baseline. Geological oceanographer Ivano Aiello led the research and says the evidence points to the battery fire as the most likely reason for these high concentrations.
Those metals, which are known to be toxic, might start moving across habitats. So our concern and our goal is to figure out whether and how they might actually enter the food webs.
Monterey County is conducting its own soil and water testing with help from the state and plans to release preliminary results this week. Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.
That research caught the attention of the Santa Cruz County Board of Supervisors. First District Supervisor Manu Koenig referenced the findings in a meeting yesterday.
This statement from San Jose State University that they've identified elevated levels of heavy metals in our estuary is extremely concerning.
The board voted unanimously to formally request an independent investigation of the Vistra battery fire. Also yesterday, Monterey County supervisors agreed to add tougher state regulation of battery storage facilities to their list of priorities for the year. The Pickle Mafia is a jazz fusion trio based in New York. Their name comes from the fact that they were making pickles during the pandemic as a side hustle when they couldn't book live gigs because venues were shut down.
During the pandemic, we really legitimately made thousands and thousands of jars of pickles to survive. And that was a thriving pickle business for a little while until the booking came back.
That's pianist Charlie Lindner, one third of the Pickle Mafia trio. He moved to Santa Cruz a few years ago, but the other two-thirds of the group, drummer Marco Ceriliano and bassist Ben Chilbert, still live in New York. I asked Linder how that's working out.
I'll fly back there every so many months, and they're actually flying in today.
So it's like a long-distance relationship that's working out.
Yeah, yeah, it's been great. I mean, not too much time together and not too much time apart.
Yeah. Lindner's been incredibly busy lately with a new solo album in the works and a Pickle Mafia tour up and down the California coast happening now with a stop at the Kumba Jazz Center in Santa Cruz on February 5th. Lindner dropped by the KAZU studio recently, and I asked him about a song he wrote called Blue Room, which he performs both as a solo pianist and as part of the Pickle Mafia. You said you had written the Blue Room. You were sitting in a blue room here in Santa Cruz, kind of feeling a little maybe melancholy or homesick, thinking about New York, and this song just kind of came to you. Is that how it came? That's how it came
exactly,
out, right?
Yeah, I was sitting there, and I was thinking about a complete change of scenery, change of life. I mean, so many things have changed, and I have no experience with California or people in California or anything like that. So it was a... some anxiety as well.
So, but now they have also, you have also with them done Blue Room as part of the Pickle Mafia.
Yes, that's correct.
So is that, how does that work? So do you kind of, it picks up and takes on kind of a different kind of vibe when it's with the trio versus your solo effort or?
Yeah, it was much different. We put the arrangement together and I showed it to the band and I started to show them, I said, this is my solo piece. I don't think it's really going to work for the band. And they said, no, that'll work. And so they started putting their parts together, and we worked on arrangement, and then we played it. The night that we put it together, we played it.
All right. So maybe right here we can listen to a little bit of the solo Charlie Blue Room original and then maybe go into the Pickle Mafia version, which is obviously going to be a lot more instruments and more of a jazz trio vibe. And just kind of listen to the difference here.
Thank you.
That's the song Blue Room, which we first heard as a solo piece by Santa Cruz pianist Charlie Lindner, and then by Lindner as part of the jazz fusion trio The Pickle Mafia. They'll be performing at the Kumba Jazz Center on Wednesday, February 5th at 7 p.m. With KZU News, I'm Dylan Music. That was my interview with Charlie Lindner, Santa Cruz resident and member of the Pickle Mafia Trio. And now stick around to hear both full versions of Blue Room. First, solo piano by Lindner, and then as a full trio version by the Pickle Mafia.
Thank you.
And that was two versions of the song Blue Room, first by solo pianist Charlie Lindner, and then with his group Pickle Mafia. I'm Dylan Music. This is KEZU News.